Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. I'm Joe at RT.ie. I've noticed them on my early morning walks down the Bull Wall, and these are, I didn't know what they were until, unfortunately, this tragic story forced me to read up about it today. And they are these little silver capsules. They're like bullets almost. And I noticed stacks of them along beside the seats on the Bull Wall. Obviously having been used the night before, but it turns out they are called nitrous oxide. Lots of younger people, especially it seems during the lockdown, discovered them, if that's the awful word. But for Mick Morrissey's family and his dear son Alex, the story is a tragic one. Mick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Well, how are you? Tell us about Alex and what happened, Mick.
Well, Alex was a happy-go-lucky young fella, and just on the day he went to get his hair cut, and unfortunately on his way back he met some of his friends and they went off and done whatever they were doing. So from what I hear from his friends, they were got these nitrous oxide canisters, and unfortunately whatever happened, Alex passed away then a short while later.
And when did you first hear of the tragedy?
Well, it was, to be honest with you, Joe, I was looking for them from about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And I couldn't find them anywhere. So my partner and myself were ringing his friends, mothers, trying to see were they at home. And they were at home. So I rang the local police station then about 11:15.
Okay.
And the guards down there just said, look, we're going to send the car up to get you. And I was like, boy, what's he had to do? It couldn't be that bad. Couldn't be that bad that I have to go to the police station to get him. And he said, no. Look, so the guards arrived at the house and the guy got out of the car. There's a sergeant that was at the police station, got out of the car, and he says to me, look, Mick, I have to bring you to LA. And I said, boy, what's wrong? He said, we found a child unresponsive. Not unresponsive, in a critical condition over in Fair House. So they brought me to our ladies' hospital, and then when I got there, just went through the motions of the PPE. The doctor asked me for a look of a photograph of Alex then, and when I showed it to him, he said to me, look, I have to bring you into this room to see this child, but I need to inform you before you go in that this child is already deceased.
Oh my God.
So I said, right, fair enough. So he said to me, look, it might not be your child. He said, but we need to do this just to make sure it's not. So he brought me into the room, and then I seen him. It didn't look like him at first because of the tubes and machines hooked up to him. So then I went around the other side of the bed, and he had a little cut over his eye, and another one on the middle of his forehead where he fell years ago when he was a kid. And when I seen him then, it's just the whole world fell apart after that turns up.
And do you know anything about the time frame that day, Mick?
What they're saying was they were over in the local park there in Fair House, and apparently Alex left his friends sometime around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
A woman came out of a house then over there at 8:30 and found him slumped over a garden wall, and contacted the emergency services, and the ambulance and fire brigade guards arrived then. And from what the people over there are telling me, the ambulance was on the road over there for about 20 minutes. So it was obviously they were walking on him in the ambulance before they transferred him to our ladies.
And he was only 15.
Only 15, Joe, yeah. A child.
Yeah. And what do we now know about this nitrous oxide? It is legal, apparently, and it is used in aerosols. And
From what I know, Joe, after reading up on them, they're used for, in catering business, for foaming up soup and ice creams and stuff like that in restaurants. And then they're used in the dentists use them as well for, I think it's for a numbing, you know, that numbing sensation for before you get a tooth out or something. I think they're used for that as well. But
I was reading up earlier, it's used, it has an anaesthetic use, not a strong anaesthetic, yeah. It has an anaesthetic use.
Yeah.
But it's extraordinarily cheap on the internet.
Well, apparently, Joe, you can buy these things now, from what I'm reading over the internet, you can buy these things for little or nothing. Like, you can literally get, I think it's 80 or 90 of these things for about 20 or 30 quid.
Wow.
Like, the dangers of these things is terrible.
Well, it's terrible. And this only happened on May the 20th, in the middle of the lockdown. But has there been a post-mortem? Has anything been...
Well, they done a post-mortem on him, but again, Joe, it's just with this coronavirus and the way everything is going,
yeah.
At slowing down, like the post-mortem results are probably... The guard of liaison officers said we'll probably take Anton up to 6 to 12 months for it to get back to us for the coroner's report and all that sort of stuff.
Because it's also known as laughing gas, and... Wasn't that a big fad? They put the stuff in the balloons and inhale it, and then your voice goes high or whatever, and everyone gets a big laugh out of it.
Yeah, but from what I've read out there is, with these things, if you just get them when you buy them, they're straight out of a box.
Mm-hmm.
If you inhale it straight away, it's only like the helium out of a balloon, like everybody's done it, you know what I mean? The chipmunk. Voice out with them, but apparently if you hold these things and they warm up, it makes them 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what's happening. Kids are inhaling them, and from what the doctor told me in the hospital, it puts bubbles into your blood system. So into your blood system, it slows down your heart rate, and you get some sort of a euphoria buzz out for about a minute to 2 minutes. And look, the kids are doing them. This is how easy it is for them to get their hands on them.
And I was reading earlier on that the deaths in the UK from this laughing gas doubled in 1 year.
Yeah, I was reading the thing then.
25 people died, one every fortnight in the UK. Well, it's over a longer period. But there was 8 in 2016 who died from inhaling this.
That's what I'm saying. It just needs to. I need to put out there, Joe, that families and young children, parents, grandparents, if they find these things, they need to be able to tell their children, look, you can't be doing these things. For them, even if Alex's name is mentioned, I don't care, because I'm not going to stop, Joe, until there's some sort of legislation or something done or passed for these things to be. Then I'm never going to be banned, but to be that when they are sold, they're only sold to companies. Because anybody can just go on the internet there and order them, you can get them.
When you do Google it, as I did this morning, like there's loads. Death and nitrous oxide is in a lot of headlines together. Do you follow me? Like, it is so dangerous. Yet it looks so. As I say, I saw a lot of them over the last 13 weeks down the Bull Wall early every morning, and I was wondering what they were. I thought they were a drink or something. That you put in a drink. I never thought they were killers, but they are.
We know now they are, Joe. We know they are. My family know they are.
Tell us a little bit about Alex, Mick.
He was a happy-go-lucky fella. Yeah. He loved his PlayStation, sat in his bedroom, PlayStation. Yeah. Same as any other normal kid, PlayStation, bed. That's what he done. Over a couple of the good days, he was out playing football there with his mates on the Astro just down the road. You know what I mean? He was just a normal, happy-go-lucky child. Yeah. Never in trouble. His results in school were great. He didn't like to see anybody on their own.
Yeah.
He'd seen a kid sitting on their own anyway, upset or anything. He'd be always for them to see they are all right, helping out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mick, who else in family?
Well, my wife and I was five other kids here. But look, as I said, they were devastated. Like, my wife ended up in hospital and all over this.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, that's the impact that this is having on my family. Like, my older kids, they're able to deal with because they're from... Yeah. 18 up to 25, they're able to. But I have a younger daughter, and I know she knows what's going on. But more to be honest with you, at 11 years of age, it's terrible, you know what I mean? Like, I sit here most nights, I hear my wife crying, I can hear one of my kids crying upstairs. I sit here and get upset crying myself, so, you know what I mean? It's just devastating what it's done to me. Whole family, my brothers, my sisters, aunties, uncles, everybody is feeling this.
And do you know, Mick, maybe people tell us, has there been an increase? First of all, it's available on the internet. And that we know internet, we know internet sales rocketed during the lockdown.
The lockdown,
but
yeah.
But has there been an increase in this type of drug during the lockdown?
Joe, you see them everywhere.
See them everywhere. I saw them myself,
They done a clean up in the local park here 2 or 3 weeks ago. And they must have picked up about 200 or 300 of them. They're everywhere. No matter where you go, people are seeing them. As you said earlier on, nobody knew what these things were. But now that I'm highlighting it and it's had to be in all the papers of what happened to Alex and all, people are starting to know now, well, look, these things are dangerous, you know what I mean? If you can't afford to have them, like, some person goes up to their child's room and finds one of these in a school bag or around the room, they say, oh, this is probably something to do with school or something. But they're not. It's a drug. As you said, it's killing people now.
And I see, Mick, Lisa was telling me earlier on, you had another tragedy. You had a cot death 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You've been through
My daughter in 2006 passed away from sudden infant death, yeah. So they're only trying to really start getting over one thing. Well, I wouldn't say getting over, but dealing with one thing.
Yeah, and then it,
something else is had to happen, Joe, you know what I mean? And as I said, like this, with the young, like, he was one of the greatest kids you could ever meet in your life. He was a happy, healthy young kid, never sick, no underlying medical conditions or nothing. And then, look, he went out to get his hair cut and he never came home.
And I'm looking now at the photograph, he's a gorgeous boy. He looks 15. He is only a child in that sense, isn't he?
Yeah,
an innocent child. My God. Okay, Mick, I don't want to bring any further distress on you, but obviously he's a... How are you coping?
Well, look, Joe, I have to be honest with you. I'm the man of the house here, so I have to be able to cope for the rest, to be able to deal with my wife being... getting upset and me other children getting upset. I can't afford to fall apart because if we fall apart, then everybody else falls apart behind me.
Okay. And Mick, how did you organise the funeral in the lockdown?
Well, we just went through the normal motions with Matty Brothers and the local priest. Now, I'm from a fairly big family myself, and my wife is from a big family, but the priest accommodated us. He let 20 of us into the church.
Okay.
And then Alex was a staunch Shamrock Rovers supporter there, down the road there. And they had hundreds of fans out there on the road, like for a Guard of Honour down the road and all.
Yeah.
Oh, it was brilliant, like the club. And then Loughton TD Dermot, then he was helping me through everything and getting everything organised and all. So it was a bit awkward, so, but it was all right.
And the
lads them Shamrock Rovers, like even the players, a friend of mine around the corner, Tommy, he was great as well. Like they went out and they marked the road for social distance and everything before the funeral, you know what I mean?
Alex was in school, was he still? Well, I know no one has been in school in 5 months, but...
It was junior cert now this year, but with the lockdown and all that was cancelled, so he was getting ready to go in to do his leaving cert in the fifth year, so...
And as you say, you want to warn other parents, especially, and anyone that's tempted to use this killer drug. Yeah,
they will not go near them. If you see them on the street, anybody offers you them, tell them no. You don't want them. Stay away from them. These things are legal. Or you don't want anybody to have to do what I do. The tragedy that them things are bringing on my family is terrible, and I would not wish that on any family.
But the bizarre thing, as you say, is they are legal.
That's what I'm saying. You can just buy them. All you have to do is go on the internet and you can get them.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to have a care in the world. Like, the people that are making this should be saying, oh, well, look, these things are legal. From the way they come, they just come in a cardboard box. And whatever you deal with them, you deal with them.
And would someone buy a big box of them for 20 quid and then sell them for a fiver each? Is that the way they do it?
Well, that's what I'm hearing, Joe, on the street. This is what happens. Somebody's getting them allowed to them order to the house probably, and then going out on the street on the weekends, or not even weekends, during the week, and selling them.
Well, they're profiting out of debt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, for the, if you get 80 of them, saying you sell them at a fiver a piece, now I'm not any good at maths, but I know you're going to make, you buy them a little or nothing.
90
you're
quid,
making a fortune.
90 quid.
Yeah, you're making a fortune.
That is real drug dealing, that is, Mick. Those lines of profit, that's why people are doing it. So what do you want done, Mick? I know, as you say, you won't rest until something is done. Obviously, you want this type of publicity, and hopefully newspapers will back you up as well, and other media, to try and warn people, which is 90% along the road.
I want it out there, Joe, that these things are dangerous. And when the lockdown ends now, we're going to start a foundation called ARM, called Alex Ryan Morrissey. Okay. ARM for short.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to schools, youth clubs, football clubs, anywhere that I have to go for to warn people of this. I'm going to do it, because, as I said, if we save one child's life by educating people about these things, that'll be something for me.
Okay. Well said. And Mick, when this tragedy has befallen your family, and still it will be there for forever, do you blame anybody?
I can't go out on the street and start pointing fingers saying, you were there, you were with him, you were with him, why did you leave him on his own and all? What's the point of me doing that? Because then all I'm doing is passing on my hurt to somebody else. And then what happens then if something happens to some child that was with him, or was maybe even seeing him then, if they do something to themselves thinking that they're to blame? I don't want anybody to take the blame for what happened to my son. What happened to my son, he probably done to himself.
But still, the warning has to go out with these nitrous oxide capsules.
The people in the country have to be told, Joe, being honest with you. And it should be down to the government. They should do something to pass some sort of legislation to say that this shouldn't be happening.
And that they can only be bought by legitimate companies for catering use or whatever they're used for, or dental work or whatever. But legitimate companies, not individuals over the internet.
Yeah, not to be delivered into somebody's house. Like, they should be delivered to like a dentist surgery or a catering company or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, Mick, you look after yourself, because you're looking after so many people at the moment. God rest them. Alex, as you say, ARM, ARM, and I know he'll be forever in your arms, Mick, and hopefully he's at peace now. I don't know whether you're religious or not, but if Alex was, but hopefully he's at peace now, and he's in the arms of a greater God.
I hope so, Joe. That's being honest with you.
Mick, mind yourself. Please mind yourself.
No, brother, Joe. Listen, thanks very much for having me on your show. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate the message after getting across. That was an education for me, I can tell you. That's Mick Morrissey talking about his late son, 15 years of age, Alex Ryan Morrissey, May the 20th, in the middle of the lockdown, took one of these. You'll see them everywhere. And is it because of the internet? Is it because young people, the lockdown was tough on them? It was really tough on them from the start. Emma Mooney wants to say something about Alex. Emma, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello. Hi.
You knew Alex?
I was a teacher of Alex for about a year in his school, Kilnardy Community School.
And what did you teach him, Emma?
Spanish.
Ah.
Yeah. And I just wanted to pass on my condolences to his dad and his family. And just wanted to pass on also that every teacher in the school has said the same thing about him, that he was just an absolute gorgeous child. Infectious smile, a smile that would light up the room. That's what most teachers have been, all teachers have been saying about him.
Oh, God. And when did you hear of the tragedy, Emma?
I don't teach in the school anymore, so the message had been passed on to me.
Okay, but what you say, he was an absolute gorgeous child, and that phrase, his smile lit up every room, that's according to all his teachers.
Gorgeous, absolutely.
And this will be tough on his family, as you can hear, horrifically.
Tough on
his mates in school as well.
Hard. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was very popular in school, like his dad was saying.
Mick, you heard that, I hope.
Yeah, I can hear it, yeah.
That's Emma Mooney. And he was learning Spanish, Emma?
He was, yes.
Yeah, okay. Spanish is becoming more and more popular, isn't it, in second level? Okay. Okay, Emma, how would the school is... I know you're not teaching in the school, but hopefully everything will be back up and running by September, but the pain of Alex's passing remains. Emma Mooney, thanks indeed for those lovely words.
Thanks.
And Mick, as I said before, you mind yourself. Thanks, Mick.
Right,
thanks, Mick.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Phil.
Bye-bye.